Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all don't seem to care about the Super Bowl any more than I do. I watch some of it, but maybe not all of it. We'll see. I don't know what if anybody's really kept their ear to the ground or noticed what has been transpiring and going on and stuff, but I titled this Scared, Were There Any Assaults? And tune in to find out. Well, the reason I titled it Scared is because they keep hyping all that stuff, garbage of whatever kind, on every news channel there is, about just about. There's a lot of it on different, we call them news channels. They come out and stick stuff in our inboxes and whatnot on Facebook and other places, if anybody's still on Facebook. The problem with it all is this, and that is what was felt, literally, by the people there. And this reads kind of like a diary in a way. Well, now, how does it feel to be scared? You know, the life-threatening scared. Oh, my God. I wonder how many people fit underneath the toilet. Or you, one of those who cringed under a desk. Well, hid from the angry people. And you have AOC telling her video lie of waiting for the mob to get her when she wasn't in the building. Hello. Middle Miss Drama Queen. Boy, oh boy. Well, if you weren't scared, you should be. You see, you, those people in the official offices, that's who you is. You see, you created that mob. That's first. Number two, and Antifa and BLM, paid by Soros, were willing participants. How do I know this? Well, I've seen pictures of five or so busloads were escorted in by Capitol Police. Ooh. Now, where does that leave everybody's wondering about the reality of things? Well, does the idea of staged ring a bell? My. Most people aren't aware of what's really happening. Most of the stuff that you find on mainstream media ain't real. And if it is, it's a light version. The reality is very obvious if you have eyes to see and ears to hear. That's a biblical quote, by the way. Past that, you have heavily indoctrinated, closed minds. Do you see and can you hear? Can you? Well, think about it. Oh, the Capitol Police were pounding on the door. You're not going to tell me they didn't announce themselves as Capitol Police. She sort of conveniently left that out. Oh, boy. Did your fear, anxiety, and paranoia become that monster boogeyman, the Baba Yaga? It was lurking out there in the hall. What hallway? Oh, now we have a crowd who believe their actions are as righteous in purity as any religion. There's a whole group of them. That this group can exercise a judgment as powerful as any pope. I didn't know they walked on water. I didn't know that was required for the office. I really didn't. And then you got the usual BS. Everybody says, ooh. Now, everybody I'm talking about one side says, that we are now terrorists. Ooh, you mean I got a promotion from being a basket of nasties up to terrorists? Well, maybe you guys need to be terrorized. Maybe you don't get the reality of what's going on. Maybe you just don't care. Well, there's some things about that everybody ought to really take to heart and think about. And you can look this up. It's there. We, the American people, have a duty owed to our country to stand against those who intend to destroy it. Just that simple. Nothing complicated. Just so you'll know, it starts at the ages between 14 and 16. By this age, a child is required to have the same loyalty to his country as they do to their families, and an expertise in living off the land. Oh, my. That means traps. That means shooting. That means using a bow and arrow. That means all kinds of things. This is expected militia members of those drafted into service. Oh, yeah. Go look it up. You're drafted at the age of when you are physically able to handle a musket. That was what they used. Ha. Today it's AK. Well, it's only semi-auto, not fully auto. You don't give that to a kid. Good Lord. And it goes from there. Too many, and I mean way too many, have given up their ties to nature and all the skills needed to pioneer. That just, you know how to skin a buck, run a trout line? Country folks can survive. This gap leaves only veterans to fill this generational void. And we have lost several generations between the 50s and now. You're talking 70 years later. But still, how many of you went to Vietnam? How many of you are combat veterans? Well, you really might want to think about it all. then you got the other fun and games. Have you noticed the new wars? Ooh, we got new ones. Yeah, that's right. Well, now, what does that mean? Well, it means a whole bunch of things. Now, here's something that these people don't get. These people that are supposedly in charge don't get. And that is when you give somebody, you know, it can be a raise in Social Security, it can be all kinds of stuff. But when you give something to somebody, it gets really, really interesting when you try to take it back. There's not that many out there that can handle that part of it. And like I say, has anyone noticed the new wars? Oh, it's been all over the news and everywhere else. got Facebook, Twitter, and others stomping out the resistance, stomping out any possibility of getting to be resistive. Ooh. Basically, the corporatocracy has decided that our rights have no place in the idea of the new civil society dictated by Marxist-based philosophy. This is known as socialism. You've heard this before, I'm sure, in one form or another. I just thought I'd take all the water out of the mix and put out some regular old goodies. The First Amendment precludes Section 230 from existence. Got that? I'm going to say it again. The First Amendment precludes Section 230 from existence. Thus, there is no protection for censorship, content control on it. So we're left with decimated police forces, riots, and a critical case of no law. Well, I plan to cover some of this, and this won't be a very long show. You ain't going to miss nothing unless you decide not to do your due diligence and your homework and whatnot. Now, I started some. One of the things I did, oh boy, okay, here's what I want to do. From, I have a proposal for everyone. I'm reading from the Facebook page and the show. We are in a time when the worst is offered as World War III, Civil War, etc. I propose as many as can concentrate on our experiencing the best experience, no war, etc. I screwed this all up. I'm in January. It ought to be February. This can start on 2/7 as soon as midnight 2/6 to continue until midnight 2/7. By doing this, we can create a new timeline. Everybody's heard about timelines. That's where things go on, stuff happens, and all this other assorted whatever. Very simply. We created a new timeline, a new beginning, a real future, etc. I'll be involved in this as it will take everybody to get her done. Now, I'm not fooling about that. If you haven't gotten your stuff straight in terms of keeping things under control, I would strongly suggest that you do so. Now, just to let you know, as you probably do, I read a lot of magazines. One of them is Mother Jones. You get this black girl, you get a picture of Trump on a shop truck, you're fired. That's the cover. Features. Back from the brink. Plus, how to restore trust in the CDC. No, it's not possible. They're liars. They're corporate-owned entities. They're shills. The racist next time. To fend off tyranny, we must conquer bigotry. That ain't going to happen. And I'll get into that after I read these magazines. It's very simple. To depose a president. Women accusing Trump of sexual assault couldn't finally have the day in court. That ain't going to happen. Lock him up. No, you can't. This would be a first trial. It'd just be beginning, really. How would you know? You don't know the difference between constitutional law and civilian law at all, apparently. Keeping the faith. Reverend Raphael Warnock is braving the swamp to redeem Georgia and America. Bullshit. The only thing he's redeeming is he wants to fill his collection plate a little fuller. That's it. And that's basically what all these, churches, religious groups, and other people seem to want to do. If you want to get past the ruination, as mentioned in Roadhouse, it's funny how money seems to do that very thing, keeps you right in the good graces of the church. March to Washington. The woman who will fill John Lewis' seat represents a different and formidable kind of power. I hate to tell you, baby cakes, but you can motor around all you want, but you don't have no power. There isn't any. And I'll explain all this later as we go along. Wonk's progress administration. President Biden will inherit a financial mess. Here are the economists telling him how to fix it. Marxism, we'll fix it, rebooting the economy without Congress. Nope, won't happen. Red State Rebellion. Can Utah, of all places, show voters how to seize power from conservative supermajorities? No. I mean, like I say, you know, these things go against the grain of a whole lot of people, but it's one of those things that you get to deal with just because you're alive. Everyone is tired of always staying silent. Ooh. Amid the pandemic, farm workers are demanding a seat at the table. Well, I don't give a shit who it is that's demanding. It can be the farm workers, restaurant people, you name it. I would suggest everybody and their mother-in-law tell the social platforms to cut the crap. Ooh, yeah. You're not allowed to violate the federal laws through your corporation, whether you like it or not. Ain't that a goodie? How the women of the hashtag resistance could reshape the Democratic Party for good. No. There's a lot of things that ain't going to change at all. The failed state of progressive outreach to Cuban Americans in Florida. Waste of time. I went through this magazine. I highlighted stuff and then I thought about it and it just didn't get any better. Well, I became a journalist. Without investigative reporting, my mom said, we just would not know. And you will not, because you will not get the truth. And the reason you won't get the truth is because you don't matter. Ooh, have you ever heard that from an oligarch? We don't care how you feel about it. We're going to raise your gas prices. It's a good example, and they're going up. Yeah. We don't care how you feel about it. You said something nice about Trump, so you're off of Facebook. Small actions add up to big change. Plan your change lets you fight climate change. Climate change is a lost battle, and I tell you why right now. Very simply, we don't have the technology necessary to move the planet by changing its orbit and its relationship to our sun. When we do, then we can fight this, quote, climate change. Now, this has been going on ever so often for millions of years. Oh, boy. Actually doing things, as opposed to just complaining about Trump. Really? Well, living in this little fantasy world of, like, there's going to be another blue wave, and we're gonna just sweep all the races. None of that happened. Win, lose, redraw. How Democrats missed a once-in-a-decade chance to remake the political map. You can't. Sorry, I wish you could, but that's not. It ain't there. Miami noise machine. Democrats gave up on Cuban Americans. What was the odds? I thought they were pushing to get them. Pro-Trump misinformation filled the void. Got proof? I don't think you do. Because everything that I've checked against your so-called fact checkers and other so-called experts don't know how to wipe their own butt, let alone mine. And I wouldn't let them close enough to me to get the opportunity. Here's some political BS. I know you love this. Back from the brink. Trump brought the nation to the threshold of autocracy. Ooh, that's a lie, but they printed it anyway. The damage won't be easily reversed. It is and was not Trump, but the law that was the authority. Bear that in mind. The law has been abandoned, as evidenced by the present anarchy. Yeah, that's right. Antifa and BLM, they're having fun up there in Oregon. The Antifa immigrant hordes and Black Lives Matter protesters threaten suburbia and its housewives. Ooh. He alone stood between a glorious made great America and a communist gulag. Ooh, yeah. Okay, these people latched on to assorted notions that depict journalists, Democrats, academics, and many government officials as nefarious actors. conniving to bring down Trump and destroy the United States. Well, until you show me something other than that, you're guilty. How about that? Guilty until proven innocent, just like you treat us, Facebook and all. Much of this is made possible by the right-wing media ecosystem led by Fox News. Amplified Trump's dishonest claims and disinformation, pumped out pro-Trump propaganda, which was bolstered by Facebook and other social media platforms. Those other media platforms are more than happy to accept those clicks of 2 million people. They make money on that stuff. Yeah, well, now it's different. We can do whatever we want to do. Well, status quo. Sri Lanka, 2005. Rule was marked by nepotism, corruption, and a degradation of rule of law institutions such as courts, prosecutors, and the police. Does that sound familiar? Now we're talking about Sri Lanka and their status quo. We got status quo. Status quo is don't get your tit to ringer here. Now, elite players were instrumental in thwarting a move toward authoritarianism. Yeah, we get rid of the law, we got it licked. Boy. The identity politics in all this gets deep. I could continue to go on and on, but I'm not going to. No signal. What do you mean no signal? Horse pucky. Who are we going to fight? How about you need the military to do their job? Now, I'm going to get into that a bit. And let me go through the magazines first, and then I can answer your question better. A cure for mistrust. No, there isn't any. You screwed it up so badly that there is no trust for us. The racist next time. Ooh, Trump bigotry. Yeah, right. You boys, you people are full of shit. To depose a president, Trump is about to lose his biggest defense against the women suing for defamation. Well, prove it. Lock him up. Why Donald Trump could be the first president to face criminal charges. It ain't happening. Why not? He's one of their own. Oh, boy. Warnock is braving the swamp to redeem Georgia and America. He's just a simple Marxist with a big mouth. That's all it is. And God wouldn't have him as a portrayer of the truth in terms of being a reverend any more than anybody else should. Ooh, march to Washington. Hey, you ain't got no power, so why bother? Oh, wonks. Progress Administration. President Biden will inherit a financial mess. Here are the economists telling him how to fix it. Go this way, go that way. Go over here. Do this, do that. I hate to tell you, but obstruct this, Mitch. Well, Mitch, McConnell didn't obstruct anything. He didn't have the brains to obstruct something. Like the 2008 meltdown, but one lesson still applies. The wonks in the room matter. They do, yeah. Red State Rebellion, not really. Can you tell all police officers how to seize power from the conservative supermajorities? Answer is no. I've been through this. Let's see if there's anything else. I don't think there is. Oh, everyone is tired of always staying silent. Well, I said, tell Facebook and Twitter, cut the crap. Go to a different platform. I don't see too much in this. I think I've covered it in the beginning. We'll get upset with the way this is acting. Farm workers face the same issue that essential workers across the country have. The law is set up against them. Oh, not just the law. The oligarchs say what it is. Ooh. The mother of all conspiracies, how QAnon found a home in parenting groups. Ooh. Oh, my gosh. What happens if some of that stuff comes out true? The flip side, challenge coin has become the dirty currency of American law enforcement. Not really. You'd like to play on anything you can get to demonize the police. Well, I hate to tell you this, but I know a lot of police, and most of them are decent people who uphold the law and make damn sure that you get a fair break. Autocratic structure changes are invariably harder to reverse than they are to institute. Ooh, give somebody something, it's hard to take it back. Autocratic breakthrough. Seizing of power that could not be countered at the ballot box. So you used fraud. Yeah, that's right. You heard me. No, I didn't stutter, and no, I didn't spreken the Russian. True stories. To beat anti-science trolls, sometimes you have to think like one. Well, I'll tell you what you need, food and health. I'll tell you what you need to do. Change channels. You got a clicker, don't you? Well, that's a magazine, all done. I did that pretty quick. Oh, my goodness. Washington Examiner got right in it. Illegal immigration. Hey, Biden, guess what? Court said no. You like that? Biden's return to the Paris Accord is a gift to China. Yeah, which it is. Ooh. Biden said the right things. Now comes the hard part. The fact that he can't perform is going to be a major issue. Mm-hmm. And I do mean major. Washington secrets. Ooh. Our commitment to readers in the Biden era. President Biden has been in office just days, but already are indications of a leftward or lurch on policy that belies his campaign promise to govern as a centrist. These moves, among others, show what Biden administration's top priorities really are, and it bodes ill for the next 4 years. Now, I don't think he'll live that long, despite our, and you can take that however you want it. Despite our strong reservations about Trump's demeanor and conduct, we acknowledge, as many refuse to do, that his first term included fine achievements that any conservative president might have desired, but that his immediate predecessors, both Democratic and Republican, did not even attempt. I mean, he did tax and this and that, and he done a bunch of things that were right on. It isn't Biden's party at all, but the ugly creation, like Frankenstein's monster of the extreme left. Bear that in mind. Oh, my. He's in church and got a photo op and pony show. Yeah. You think he really believes what he hears in church? Now, why is he trying to screw everybody? Here's the Jim Bob joke. By your character, but by the content of your tweet, you will be judged. Oh, Lord, that's rebuild. It ain't going to be rebuilt. It's going to be a contested thing all the whole way through. Spiritually infected. Ooh, have you noticed that every time you have learned a charity, a bit of good news about the coronavirus plague, someone pointed you to a news article explaining the good news away? So why invest in doom? Well, it's very simple. Usually the suspects are at play, of course. You got politicians, government officials, who see every crisis as an opportunity. Never let one go to waste. Significantly, all opportunity to gain more power over people's lives. Ooh. You've got a media filled with editors. No scaremongering gets clicks, and reporters dealing with something over their heads who think, let's err on the side of caution. You can never be too safe. Question is anybody safe? Oh, boy, baggage check for feuding aides. Is post-administration reconciliation possible? No. Question, what will happen to the enmities incurred in what was a famously contentious administration. It'll get worse. Now we got the opposition in there calling balls and strikes. Everybody's striking out. Operation Warp Speed success. A Trump project. Did you hear that? Trump did it. April 27, 2020, in the throes of coronavirus-induced shutdowns. Oh, across the globe, the Wall Street Journal ran a little remarked piece titled "The Secret Group of Scientists and Billionaires Pushing a Manhattan Project." Yeah, well, you might get there eventually. I'm not going to read all these magazines. I got some more stuff to cover. And they got one titled "Swamped." Trump sitting on a capsized motorboat. And political malpractice caused Trump his populist revolution. Not really. Hard to see the fate of his promised populist revolution as anything other than a staggering failure. Oh, fundamental premise of his administration went unfulfilled. Well, not really. Oh, boy, the fun and games just continue. Trump was no Andrew Jackson. I agree. Both of them might have had populist instinct of Jackson to grasp presidential politics in ways that Trump never did. For the latter misapprehended the very nature of presidential politics. If he had done just a little bit things a little bit differently and a little bit more, my. Now at the end of this last sentence, the swamp stood up to Trump and it won handily. By fraud. Sober start. That's BS. The inauguration of Joe Biden. Still burning. How Sanders won the long war for the future of the Democratic Party. He lost the war. AOC is in charge. Somebody's kind of forgot that. Oh, there she is, passing it baton. Sanders. With young congressional radicals, Ian Moore, Alan Trussell, Pamela J. Powell, whoa. And she's falling full of shit, guaranteed. Oh, boy. The travel ban affecting seven majority Muslim countries labeled as terrorists by the previous administration. Oh, slew of executives during his first full day. And he wiped that one out. What a dummy. I'm going to wait until a few Muslims blow some stuff up. We have a common goal, which is sharing accurate information with the American people. That's a lie. And the White House press secretary is a liar. Yeah, she's the one that put it up. Let's see here. Oh, boy. We got a whole bunch of goodies. A cleaning. Oh, politics doesn't have to be a raging fire destroying everything in its path, Biden said. Every disagreement doesn't have to be the cause for a total war. Well, you started one, now we're going to finish it. And we must reject the culture in which facts themselves are manipulated and even manufactured. Hello, Dems, how you doing? As I noted earlier, there will be moments when we disagree, and there will certainly be days when we disagree for extensive parts of the briefing. But we have a common goal, which is shared accurate information with the American people, she said. Ah, if the president were standing here with me today, he would say he works for the American people. Goal was to bring transparent truth back to the government. Not possible. She don't. Even the president can't do that one. Might pull something out of his rear end, but he won't get that done. Oh, my. Big business shift on carbon pricing, unlikely to move the needle on legislation. Probably won't agree on new taxes or legislative regulatory changes. And you might talk to China. They're the leading polluter on the planet. Biden and the Democrats will have to articulate how the things they are willing to support are better for consumers and business. Of course, if they want to get into it, and I doubt that they will get into anything of substance? Oh boy. It keeps going. Oh, here we go. FAA signs off on drones that require no human operation. That means you can shoot them down. That's exactly what that means. And the FAA don't get it. I'd collect a few. Oh, pity. Utah Senator Mitt Romney. Why should I pity a shill? That just ain't no way. Well, my goodness. The rap sheet on Biden DHS picks. Congressional critics of President Biden's pick to run Department of Homeland Security have drawn up quite a rap sheet. Mayorkas is guilty. What do I mean? Check him out. He's a crook. This is after considering impact of Biden administration technology industry threats. New regulation law construction welcomes an infrastructure plan, of course. But he already killed 10,000 jobs up in Canada. About 2 years ago, one of my wife's best friends began to turn down the invitation to get together. Then, out of the blue, she unfriended my wife on Facebook. Oh, that's a rude way to brush off someone. So my wife finally asked her, what gives? Have I offended you? Her terse text response to full self-righteousness. John and I are so appalled by the things that Steve writes that we don't want to associate with you anymore. Got to be politically correct. I wasn't offended that they disagreed with my position or even felt our political disagreement was so vast that we probably shouldn't hang out together anymore. After all, we are two Americas today. What stuck in my craw was the word appalled. Is there a way of saying we are better people than you? We have higher standards. Appalled is the outrage you feel when someone gets drunk and starts hitting on your wife. It sounds like somebody's about to get punched. I recite the incident because it is an example of how liberals have anointed themselves as intellectually and morally superior to those on the right. Welcome to the religious left. Now, I mentioned that. All right? Well, was President Biden not Republicans who pledged a government that would unify the country after the election? Hello. Now that the Democrats have taken power, why bother to find common ground with irredeemable people when you can control all of the levers of governmental power and steamroll over them instead? What is there to gain by uniting with people who are white supremacists and insurrectionists? These people are rotten. Yeah, well, I'd hate to tell you, dude, but that Bobby Yaga, that boogeyman I was talking about, you're going to get visited probably in the middle of the night, probably in one of your dreams. If these are the people who are unfriending us on Facebook, that's fine by me. Frankly, the feeling is mutual. Think about that. And that man is no dummy. He is one of the most intelligent people I know of. Mm-hmm. You know, I may have finished this magazine. Ooh, fake news. Oh, my. That's about that story, the news. Ah, Barnes, why Biden is in such a rush? In inaugural address, President Biden made a strong plea for unity. You can't have it. The unity angle was exaggerated. Oh, a few hours earlier, the lead story in the New York Times delivered a message that was not of unity. Ooh. There are many issues. This is Barnes. There are many issues I think we can work cooperatively with President Biden, but a blanket amnesty for people who are unlawfully isn't going to be one of them. Neither are taking our guns or any of this other stuff. And you got to quit making all of the people in this country, all the deplorables, all of the Trump supporters and the Republicans into terrorists. You're going to have to quit that shit. If you don't, you're liable to get a visit from the terrorists. Ooh. Well, Biden's most controversial decision was to revoke the license for the Keystone XL pipeline, which is currently under construction. This provoked Canada and made him really pissed at him, whose oil would use pipelines to reach refineries on the Gulf Coast. Wall Street Journal complained, sends a message to investors that playing by U.S. rules provides no immunity from arbitrary political whims. Oh, boy. Barnes at home run on that one. A genocide by any other name. How would you describe the abomination being carried out in Xinjiang by the Chinese Communist Party? What is apt for the word? What word is apt for the concentration camps, mass sterilizations and deportations and slave gangs? Repression, ethnic cleansing, extermination. The Uyghurs are being eliminated. Klein, America's institutions survived Trump's stress test. Political correctness does that. Ask a Democrat. Barone, Biden's heartfelt appeal for unity likely to be unavailing. Nobody's going to listen to that shit. Trump deranged syndrome in the post-term Trump world. Now, why do you think they are going to impeach him? They don't have nothing better to do, and he just, because he still exists and draws breath, they want their oxygen back. I mean, this is just, here you go. The Speaker of the House is giving a clear indication that she intends to send a legitimate investigation into the events of January 6th down the Russian rabbit hole. I mean, you know, how far do you need to go? Swamp undrained. And the swamp can't be drained, Carney. Whether anybody likes it or not, we're stuck with it. So what do? We punt or what? Hey, another magazine bites the dust. And I'm doing pretty good with these. Going through them at a rapid rate. Oh, here's a BS editor's letter from Mark Gimian, managing editor. Our credibility has been tarnished, and we need to clearly align ourselves with Democrats around the globe to restore it. Not dissidents worldwide have long looked to the United States for inspiration. Now we must look to them? I don't think so. What kind of BS are you touting here? A certain person was arrested along with 3,000 protesters. Now Navalny's Foundation released an investigation into Putin's billion-dollar Black Sea Palace, knowing that in Russia, as in other dictatorship, the leader's personal corruption is absolutely the most radioactive of all subjects. Oh, well. The main story is bipartisan battle over unity. It already has gone too far, Mr. Biden. You didn't tell the private corporations. No. If you had, you'd be in a lot better standing. Bipartisan battle over unity. You're going to have a big battle over it. President Biden's aggressive pursuit of a progressive agenda sparked growing opposition from Republicans last week, as both conservatives and liberals accused each other of souring any chance for unity. Yeah, I would say so. Bipartisan unity may use the language, the rhetoric, even the demeanor of a centrist. But so far as policies don't seem to represent that. Mm-hmm. And they're still bickering about the relief bill aims to boost vaccine supply. Horse hockey, they ain't going to let you do it. They just plain ain't going to let you do it. Ooh, Oklahoma's trying to return 2 million purchase of hydrochloroquine, and that's something I got an issue with. Take tonic water. It's got quinine, natural occurring quinine in it, and it's about 10 times healthy than anything else. Found drug totally useless. That's a lie. Makers of traditional Hawaiian aloha shirts pushing back against their adoption by the Boogaloo Boys. Aw. fleecing the gullible. After Oklahoma lawmaker Justin Humphrey proposed creating a Bigfoot hunting season as a revenue creator, complete with permits, fees, and a $25,000 reward to any managed to trap alive Bigfoot. Boy, no, hey, cancel culture. After one American news network deleted articles from its website claiming Dominion voting systems had rigged its voting machines to steal votes from Trump. Deletion came after the company sued Rudy Giuliani for $1.3 billion. GOP is trying to keep Trump from the impeachment bullshit. That's good. Federal conspiracy charges filed last week alleged that members of the far right Oath Keepers group planned to attend 6 assault in Capitol in advance, organizing rioters, stockpiling weapons, and hitting at killing lawmakers. I happen to know a bunch of those people, and I'd say that's bullshit. War inside the DOJ. They're fighting each other. First call to Putin was rather tense. Putin didn't put up with Biden's bullshit. A Canadian casino executive lost his job after he and his wife chartered a flight from Vancouver to a remote Yukon village and allegedly claimed to be locals to get COVID vaccinations. That's appropriate. Oh. And guess what? Drug makers are in trouble. They can't make it. Cutting from 80 million doses to 31. That's the EU. Abortion ban. Honduras lawmakers are attempting to amend the constitution law in the country's bans on abortion and same-sex marriage. That'd be interesting. Deadlier variant. Oh, it's sneaking up on you. You gotta watch them. Sikhs took the red fort. Thousands of tractor-riding farmers smashed through police barricades in New Delhi this week and stormed the capital's historic red fort. The coronavirus. Worst unrest in at least 4 decades of people angry at the imposition of 9 p.m. curfews and all other controls. Police broke up the crowds with water cannons and tear gas and arrested several hundred people. Dutch criminal officer Frank Edwards, federal rioter, said the rioters include virus deniers, political protesters, and kids who just saw the chance to go completely wild. Does that sound familiar? It should. Hello, Antifa, BLM. You guys are so full of it. It hurts. It's painful. How to fix social... The real divide in politics. American politics is longer a conventional fight between the left and right. It is no longer. Politics has become a fight between those who are willing to respect evidence and those who aren't. And you guys ain't provide no real evidence of anything you guys have got. To regain sanity, address our nation's many problems, resolve political debates, we need a common standard for judging truth. Yeah, that standard must be evidence. Politicians prefer to deny reality rather than admit they are wrong. But for the country to remain a functional democracy, the press, the public, and national conservatives and progressives must create a fact alliance, a fact-based alliance that crosses party lines. Good luck. How to fix social media. Make them comply with the law. That would do it. You heard of the First Amendment? Well, guess what? It negates, as I said, Section 230. A woman's been trying for 3 years to prove it she's alive. I no longer exist. I don't do anything. When an error is so enormous, it's hard to admit. It's hard to get into. Oh, boy, Biden will kill Russian gas pipeline? No. Oh, boy, Anglicization. Ooh. In a profession that prides itself on an economy with words, on its economy with words, the proliferation of pointless synonyms is tantamount to abuse. It's high time we put a stop to it. Oh, nasty English getting in there. I don't think we're actually going to let go of the amount of investment they made in the pipeline. There just ain't no way. Help the elderly navigate this cash-free world. Yeah, right. It's not going to go cash-free for some time. It's like we're not going to get rid of gas-powered cars and a few other things. Sorry, 1 in 5 of the insurgents charged in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol is a military vet or active duty service member. Ooh, some are members of the far-right white supremacist group, the Oath Keepers, which is known to recruit current and former members of the military. Well, they got you. True number of recorded deaths is 44% higher than the official count of 420,000. BS. Divide by, or reduce it by 10% by to take a zero off of that. Yeah, that's right. Instead of 420, make it 42,000, and you'd be closer to being correct. Donald Trump made 30,000 false misleading claims during his 4 years of office. Average six. such claims a day in the first year, 60 in the second, in the third, and 39 a day in his final year, including more than 800 repetitions of the big lie that the 2020 election was stolen. It was. I can't help what you don't like about the truth. QAnon, the big letdown. Well, guess what? QAnon's been taken off of everything. Now, you got one here. It's a short statement. LGBTQ rights. Did Biden go too far? Well, Biden doesn't have any say about it, and neither do all of the people that fit under the LGBTQ. You don't got nothing extra. You don't have a special pass that gets you past things. You got the same rights everybody else has got. Why don't you exercise them, huh? You keep telling me that everything is under suspicion, including different types of rights. Well, nobody has First Amendment rights, so LGBTQ can't say nothing. Yeah, that's right. Wow. Then you got the filibuster. A tool of restraint or obstruction. It's a tool of restraint, keeps people under control, and gives them the little guys a voice. Dividing the country along these deep and inflammatory issues of identity is Biden's first big mistake. I'd put that one up down on the list in terms of number. The left. Unity. And a donkey screeches into the bullhorn, and the elephant is zapped by it. Sit down and shut up. You ain't going to do it. It ain't happening. Oh, boy. Google resists fees for news links. Yeah, of course they do. They don't want to add costs. That's what it's going to do. They don't like it. Aw, poor little wumpsy. Much cash as you got, you shouldn't worry about it, factually. All right, come on now. Egg Foo Young, I make a restaurant classic at home. That might be good. I don't know. I've had Egg Foo Young at a couple of places, and it was great. Ooh, distancing season. Make the most of it. Why you should be double masking. Ain't no friggin' way. You got enough of a fight getting me to wear one, let alone three or four of them. It ain't happening. Bubbles, day traders rattle the stock market. And guess what? Tried it again. Trade ships return empty from U.S. ports to China. Well, then they don't let them bring anything into this country. Capiche? You lock them out. They decide that they're going to disobey that. Sink their friggin' boat. Tax for capital gains, business levies could see increase. Not now, they won't. Think about this. When should you tell your child that their high school grades might be worth six figures? When they start to go to school. Second, seventh year, Facebook and Amazon topped all of the U.S. companies in federal lobbying expenditures. Facebook spent nearly $20 million in 2020, up 18% from a year earlier, while Amazon checked in with $18 million, an 11% increase. Uh-huh. Lobbying, huh? I know what I tell the lobbyists. Don't expect big changes yet. Biden's Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen, said last week that the president would hold off on reversing any part of the 2017 tax law until later in the recovery. Yeah, that must mean it's good for business. Depends on the Netflix handbook. Netflix, yeah. Fitness app from Peloton, Apple, and Fitbit have turned to pricey subscription models. Got a little bit more. Not much. Miami GOP starts a tech bromance. Yeah. Miami is telling me you can come down here and we can go from there. Reddit now rules the market. Well, I think Reddit is taking some charge of things that should have been taken charge a long time ago. No quick reset for China, U.S.-China conflict. That's the truth. It's going to be slow. COVID's long reach. Oh, I caught it, and I felt terrible. So what? A lot of people got it and don't feel anything. Well, now. Let's go to Blog Talk Radio. What do we got here? I haven't got very many listeners today. And they're going to make you a felon if you don't register your guns with the federal government. You got to tell everybody everything, all your people that you are associated with and everything. You got to make a list. You should see all of the fun and games in terms of what they want to know. They want to know if anybody's been associated with guns, been in charge, in trouble for it. Well, I got a message. Voss is a friend of mine. He made a song, and I just love it. Listen up.
Deep in the heart of Texas, back in 1835, they drew a line in the sand. The folks at Gonzales had freedom on their minds. It was all because of a cannon that had kept their colony safe. But then General Santa Anna sent some Mexican troops to take the big gun away. You know what those colonists said?
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you, you'll have to pry from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time. Well, that started a revolution that no one could put down. Like a wildfire for freedom, it's burning even now. You see, even if you got an army, when all is said and done, you just don't mess with Texas, especially when it comes to guns. The Mexicans went home without that cannon.
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you, you'll have to pry from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this done, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time. Now I know the Constitution, and it gives me certain rights that I will never, ever give up, at least not without a fight. So if anybody's even thinking they're gonna take my guns away, like the good old boys down in Gonzales, I got one thing to say. Come on, make my day.
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but I warn you, you'll have to pry it from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time.
Everybody listen to that closely. They're taking one ride at a time, and you guys got to get ready for it. I'm going to switch phones. There we go. All right. Republican riot. Oh, boy. I'm surprised that the Republican Review put that in their magazine. It wasn't Republicans. What it was Antifa, BLM, and paid for by Soros. there's a couple of things I'm going to cover in this. Let's see. Party progressives emphasize continuity. Conservatism has been opening the door wider to nonsense while cutting the security budget. That's not true. for them, Trump didn't so much change the Republican Party as reveal its essential authoritarianism. Yay! What is the authoritarianism? It's the law. You don't like the law? Leave. Both stories have elements of truth. They get tangled together as the weeks after the national election have shown. President Trump said he had won in a landslide, an election he had lost, but maintained the Democrats had stolen it from him. In polls, most Republican voters agreed. This inertia affected the party's mood and habits, not just its policies. Conservatism has always had a tendency to nostalgia, for example. It can be useful to check on the utopianism that frequently affects progressives. Think about that. Possibility of decline can also be exaggerated into the certainty of apocalypse. Oh, and it goes on and on. And... there's too many things that we got going on. For or against conservative civil war? You better think about that. Joe Biden's becoming president. A section of the rabble sought to disrupt a Senate proceeding led by the Republican majority leader and overseen by the Republican vice president. The vice president committed an act of treason. Yeah, that's right. So he may be prosecuted eventually. We'll see whether or not we're going to take this. All right. Trying to expel the conservative populace is a strategy with a variety of appealing features. Trader Way, reliable suburban voter for less reliable populace, often a marginal voter in a safely Republican district. Well, the problem is that the establishment should not cede an inch to records that go so far as to subvert constitutional governance, spread conspiracy theories, or try to inflame hatreds. Talk of a Republican surgery civil war is premature and probably wrong. Don't bet on it. Like I said, the Baba Yaga is able to pay you a visit in the middle of the night. Oh, boy. Mitch McConnell was on the Senate floor warning his colleagues that if this election were overturned by mere allegations from the losing side, our democracy would enter a death spiral. It already has, my man. I don't know how well it'll survive, but we're hoping against hope that we can fix some things in the process. What to do about Twitter? Well, it's very simple. Facebook, Twitter, all of those need to follow the law. Politically speaking, one has to wonder how long Section 230 will last if its most powerful beneficiaries choose to pocket the protections they have been afforded and enforce their own rules anyway. Oops. Salute Shirley. We are giving up on free expression, and despite its design, the Internet is following suit. Well, maybe we need to get away from the Internet some. That's the monarch of Europe and the Pope of Rome are at this very moment plotting our destruction. Ooh. Yeah, well, they can plot all they want. I don't think they'll get much of anywhere. How we lose against China, social media, and Internet internal political extremes could undermine the United States. That's something to really consider. Restoring the conservative conscience. Not 19th century liberals offer lessons for today. No, they don't. In 1950, Lionel Trilling famously described conservatism as a set of irritable mental gestures which seek to resemble ideas. Trilling was wrong back then. Yeah, well, everyone focuses on the events of the past 3 weeks. It's the last 3 decades that demand attention. You want to get into the fullness of it? Because so many on the anti-government right insist that there is no legitimate federal role in helping the poor, conservatives have lacked a principled language that can attract public support for more liberal-oriented approach to governmental aid. Well, that depends. Is that if you're talking about something that causes problems, one of those is that no one, and I mean no one, gives up on keeping their stack for themselves. Big white ghetto, dead broke, stone cold stupid, and high on rage in the dark woolly wilds of the real America. this could be the truth they're looking for. The opposite message, that life is hard and unfair, that what is necessarily your fault may yet be your problem, that you must act and bear responsibility for your actions, is what conservatism used to offer before it came a white minstrel show. Remember, you asked for it, and this is in the National Review, February 8th, 2021. Oh, my goodness gracious. There's enough political bullshit going around to bury Joe Biden in it. Come on. This We Believe. Starts out on the front cover. The only problem is it's bullshit. Now, why do I say that? Because what it states is that everybody should be nice little puppies and roll over at the behest of our masters. Close and attentive viewers may have noticed that for some reason, the mood at CNN seemed to have picked up. Wonder why that is. I know how it is. The people that they are most afraid of, the conservatives, are gaining not only power, but their respectability is coming back together. Now, I have elucidated that there would be something extra. Well, I'm going to give you something extra. According to certain intel sources, I hear rumors, big ones. And these come from intel, the intel community. Certain people in there like to know that they are important. And what they lack in reality might just come to haunt them. Your Marxist-based philosophy won't hold. It just can't, okay? We need to take our states back. That's true. Now, this is from Facebook. States can override anything that the feds throw at us. True. Some states are doing it. Voter fraud has to be taken care of within states. True. Florida and other states have done it. And that's also true. Right on, Sarah. Gab TV, free speech broadcasting platform. Concentrated on a proposal. Okay. Carolyn, I appreciate it. There's an article in Raw News about Epstein being brought before Congress on the 6th. And that boy isn't. They're not going to allow anybody to know that he's alive. Put out info that the Pentagon is getting ready to purge conservative officers. No. That was getting ready for a major false flag to implement gun confiscation program. I know they're trying to awaken the people to sleep, but what gives? Why do they think, and who do they think is going to confiscate weapons from not the military? And that's true. This stuff is getting old. That's Bernardsdale. I agree. Yeah, wants his Jedi powers back, too. Well, Miles is in the house. Okay, Miles. Is Joe Biden in another building doing his White House stick to cover for Obama? Sort of. That's very complicated, and that's a pregnant question. Question, are aliens getting more curious or anxious? Yes, both. How many licks does it take to get the center of a lollipop? Really? And one more comment. It takes all of them. You got it. Now I can get to the crux of the after show part. There's a whole bunch of things that have been going on, and I was thinking about posting the part about the arrests so that everybody can know what's going on. Now, when they do that sort of thing, or they declare martial law or any of the above, you got to notice one thing. Travel. If they're not allowed to travel, or if they are a part of a large group of security personnel, you only need two or maybe three at the most. And they're sending 5 to 12 with Biden wherever he goes, if he travels at all. You might think about that. Why is the National Guard still in Washington, D.C.? It's not to defend against us people who went from deplorables to terrorists.
It's to keep people in. What do you think the fence and the barbed wire is on there for? Uh-huh. Well, anyway, you can get into a whole lot of things. Now, we got to wait until next week to find some of the reality about this. Some of it won't come out until March, and I'm going to say sometime after the 1st. You're going to find that a lot of the things I've been talking about over the years are about to come to pass. Now, what happens if the arrests are true? Well, everything that the Biden administration has done, all of it, has no standing and no impact of any kind. It's just like it didn't happen. Think about that very carefully. If you get into it and you really study it, you're going to find that there are a lot of things going on that you hadn't noticed. There's a reason for that. They don't want to create a panic. Quite simply, martial law, son of a bitch. Now I got to go hide in my cave. Well, they don't need people disappearing and shit. And they don't need that kind of panic. Now, the stock market is about somewhere between 3,000 and 5,000 points high. Why do I tell you this? So that you'll know not to get into it. Best thing you can do is stay out of it. Now, don't rely on the U.S. dollar for currency. Yeah, we borrow too much money. We owe too much to pay it back, and they know this. Do you think your credit card's still going to work? Well, you want to bet it don't. If you haven't, put yourself in a position of getting a hold of some gold and silver. Junk silver is okay. By that, I mean the 80% coinage. You have to know the dates and all that, and it's online. What you need to understand is that there are a whole load of things. ET has already advised me not to cover some things. And one of those is like dates and places of visitations. Ooh. They'd rather surprise the press than have the press waiting on them. And the reason for that is they don't trust them any more than we do. They know that they're dirty, guilty, etc. To go a step further, I've been advised, and this is something everybody of any importance might take into consideration. The people that are in charge of things, the elders, these people have stated quite clearly that everybody of any importance at all, be careful this weekend. Be vigilant. Now, I got a bad case of hypervigilance from Vietnam that never has gone away. I noticed a squirrel running up down a tree trunk while we're traveling down the highway. And certain people look at that and go, really? I said, oh, yeah. Now, I'm going to post some stuff. I have alluded to Orwell 1984, that book, the movie, et cetera. And I think I'll post an article about it. And then I've got some other things that tell an interesting story about the situation that Google, Facebook, YouTube, all of those turkeys are about to find themselves in a world of shit. Now, you remember that from Full Metal Jacket. I am in a world of shit, okay? There's a lot of things that go into this that most people don't comprehend. The reason they don't is nobody gives them the truth to look at. Well, there's a simple matter of knowing what is and what isn't. At this point, until I get confirmation from certain sources, all the arrests and fun and games in Washington are rumors so far, but I've been getting them from about 20 different directions. So has some of the people I deal with. So, bear with it. Don't get too drunk over the weekend with the Super Bowl and all that. Oh, and by the way, you might be amazed as to how beneficial and how medicinally powerful plain old everyday popcorn is. Think about making some. Think about it. If you don't like certain diseases, it gets rid of them. Now, anybody that wants to know can ask on Facebook, what's the formula for being immune to C19? Well, remember, it is a viral component of a family, common cold, flu, and all that. That's correct. yet it's an offshoot, and it's also been engineered and a few other things. So, get your house in order. You might want to lay up enough food to last through next winter, not just this one, but next winter, if you can manage that. A really big bag of beans or rice doesn't cost as much as you think. Go to a feed store and find some. The flavorings for that, it can be something as simple as Spam, canned ham, if you happen to like corned beef hash, that, you can make that. Ham and beans, there's a whole bunch of things out there that people can come up with in order to eat. You need to be able to eat. You need to have a water supply and a power supply. You combine all that together, get you a gun. You're going to be shocked that you're going to need it. And yet, your friends are liable to come over and demand that you share your goodies with them. If you got a little food or you got a little this or a little that they might want, and there's enough of them, they're going to try to take it. Well, shoot one of them and they quit that. Yeah, it's not something that I advocate necessarily, but that's just simply how it is. So, you get your stuff together, and don't forget about that, the beginning of the show, the part where I said that we need to concentrate. I'll get back up to it. The proposal for everyone. We're in a time when the worst is offered as World War II, World War III, Civil War, etc. I propose as many as can. Concentrate on our experiencing the best experiencing. No experience. No war, etc. It can start on 2/7/21 as soon as midnight of 2/6/21. I'm changing the dates. I posted for January instead of February. To continue until midnight. Start on midnight 1/6. Continue until midnight 2/7. By doing this, we can create a new timeline, a new beginning, a real future, etc. I'll be doing it. And believe me, it's going to take everybody to get this done. But I want everybody to rise up your bow and do your best. That's all. Go out there in the world. Think about what you've heard on this show. This is all real. and do me the favor of get her done.